Episode 1390, Hit the Reset Button.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Wednesday, which makes it what? Wellness Wednesday. It is time to talk about healthy living. Are you ready to hit the reset button? We are diving into a new year. For those of you who are brand new to Create Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why wait until the holidays are over and the new year begins? I get it. 2019 sounds an awesome year to begin your new start. But today, you're going to hit the reset button now. Any time can be your new start to your new year. You don't have to wait till the clock ticks over. The time is now. No need to put it off. No need to stress about it either. The focus is to do what you can by making intentional choices. So I have a question for you. Take a deep breath. I know this is a lot to sink in to your head right now because you're thinking, I've got the holidays. I don't have time to be thinking about my health. I want to enjoy my pumpkin pie. I want to eat as much stuffing as I want to have. I want to have maybe two or three extra pies, whatever it is for you. But think about this question. What impact would it have on your life to be able to get up every morning with more energy? How did you wake up this morning? Running for the coffee, going, I got to get something. Hitting the snooze button because you're just exhausted. Maybe you took even a morning nap already. And it's not even the afternoon and you don't normally take naps. Well, at least not as frequently as you have been in the last 6, 9, 12 months or more. How would that change your day? Listen to that question. How would that change your day? Not your month, not your year, not your life, but your day. You see, sometimes we make decisions for the end goal, not what is needed for the right now. Create your now and hit the reset button. Peace of mind is doing what you do best at the time you're doing it. The key is you must be doing it. And we're forgetting that part. Are you doing what you need to be doing? We are filling our lives with stuff that doesn't matter. So when are you going to decide that today matters and not the stuff? When is it going to be for you? Or are you going to say, oh, no, I'm going to wait till Monday because Monday is always a fresh start. Why can't Wednesday be a fresh start? Why can't Saturday be a fresh start? Why do you have to wait for a calendar flip? You can choose to keep doing what you're doing, but where will that get you? And how long have you been trying to get your healthy living on track? Be honest with yourself. I want you to get real because we always think about getting real and then what? We put that off. And then what happens? We just get older and we're not getting any healthier. And we make comments like, oh, I want to be there for my grandchildren. Do you really want to do that? You see, I was living that life. You know, we recently moved down here, down south from up north. We moved down here at the end of January, early February. But my husband had already moved down here and started his brand new position. And so he was down here in July of the previous year. So during this whole time, even before that, because I had to prep the house to put it on the market, which when he moved down here, we hadn't sold it. That's why we hadn't moved. We had to sell the house. We could not live with two mortgages. I was under an extreme amount of stress. My daughter was in her senior and final semester of her year. And that was the first semester because she graduated early. I had to take care of the other children, which they knew they were going to have to be starting a totally new life, but they didn't know what that looked like. They knew where they were going to be leaving their friends, and that scared the pants off of them. Because the last time they had moved, they were just in first grade and third grade. Or was it fourth grade? Okay, I've already lost track. Do you see how many times I've moved? It's so hard to keep track of it all. But they had been there a very long time, the longest place we'd ever lived. And so me as a mom, I was carrying the weight of the world, of the family, which is my world, on my shoulders. And you know what? No, I didn't take care of myself. Did I gain weight? I gained weight. Did I lose muscle? I lost muscle. Did I eat gluten-free things? Yes. Yeah. Should I have been? No. Did I cheat more than often? Yep, I did. I didn't get all the way back to where I was. I wasn't like over 215, 220 pounds. No. But it was enough weight to that when I looked in the mirror, I felt ugly from the inside out and from the outside in. Nothing felt good to me. I was living a life of this is what I need to do to survive. And I just did it. And it was all by just going through the grind of the day. And I hated it. And the times that I would stop long enough to go for a brisk walk, oh my gosh, I got so much more accomplished. When I ate what I was supposed to eat that my body really needed, which I did that and I kind of committed to it for a couple months right before we moved. Oh my gosh, my body was on fire. It was like, yes, this is awesome. Ignite my life again, Lord. And I knew what I needed to do, but what was I waiting for? Oh no, for everything to be the perfect time, the perfect date on the calendar, the perfect start of something. There was always a little excuse. Take the calendar out of the picture and live daily for your health. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live daily for your health. When you take the calendar out of your focus, you can embrace and embark on a life-changing journey. Why is it that we think that we have to set our standards up to, well, I have to start here on this day, and then on the next 12 weeks later, I will be done. Really, will you be done? No, because you'll have another goal. If we were just to remove the calendar as a whole, life would change for you. Now, I get it. You got to be somewhere at certain times. So you can't take the calendar out of your life, but you can take the calendar out of your health. Did you get that? Well, get it today. Because healthy living is making it a lifestyle. It's not just doing something for a short period of time and then choosing to go back to your old ways. You must decide what you really want. What do you really want? Drop the excuses because they're not working for you. And then put it into action. Transformation takes daily effort. It didn't say, oh, wait, transformation is all about convenience. No, it's not. You know that conference I just came back from? Igniting Souls Conference. It was awesome. My soul's on fire. And you just better hold on to your hats because the AIM Academy is around the corner and it is going to be incredible. But I tell you all of this because change takes daily effort. Transformation, for you to become what God wants you to become, you must work on it every single day. And that means showing up every single day. Are you going to get it right all the time? No. Are you going to beat yourself up when you don't get it right all the time? No. You're just going to know that when it's the next time that you have that opportunity to make the better choice, then you go for the better choice. It's not about how many weeks you want to lose weight, but that's what we gravitate towards, right? Because we've been trained that way. All the commercials, think about it. I know you can scroll them in your head across this huge billboard in your mind. They pop up in your social media feeds, right? And they say 12 weeks to lose 30 pounds. And you're like, oh my gosh, I need to lose 60 pounds. So if I do 12 weeks, I'm halfway there. And then you go and try it, right? And you lose a mere 10 pounds, if that. And you feel like you wasted your money, you wasted your time, you don't know why. Because you're attached to a calendar, you're attached to a date. Get rid of it. It's daily effort. That is your focus. God didn't tell us, oh, sweetheart, I'm just going to care for you on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And the other days, I'm booked up. Does he tell you that? No, he doesn't. So why do you tell yourself that? Transformation takes daily effort. It's not about determining what foods you'll fuel your body with. It's having a daily direction and keeping on task. So what does that really look like? How can you put this into pure practice and have a purposeful, on-purpose life so you can create your now? Number one, decide what you need to work on in regards to your health. You have to start there. Now, if you have a list of 25 things, did I say do all of them? No, you're going to have to pick one. You start with one, you do it well, then you add on. If you start with one and you keep making mistakes, well, then maybe you need to change the one you're working on and go to something else. Now, a quick way around this is having someone to come beside you and help you decide when you have a list of 5, 10, 25. Yes, a coach. And if that's you, if you're like, I want my new year now, I don't want to look at the calendar anymore, I know it's not going to be easy, I want to have my pumpkin pie too, what is that going to look like for my life? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Start today. Don't wait until it's convenient on your calendar, because guess what? That calendar changes all the time. Something is going to come up and come in its place. Your new year is not going to be your new you. Your new year starts when you decide. It's not on a calendar basis. God doesn't work that way. He doesn't work on a January to December. He works every single day of your life. So decide what you need to work on in regards to your health. You must have an idea of where you want to go. You just don't jump in a car, right, and start driving and seeing where you'll end up. Let's just see. Now, some people, I do know them. I have great friends that do that, and that is fantastic that that is where they are in their life. But overall, we can't do that. Why? Because we don't have time on our side. And we have places to go. So we have to be strategic about it. Your health needs direction too. You need a GPS system, and that starts with where you want to go. So if you're not sure what that looks like, click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. Let's get direction. Let's decide what your next step is going to be. Let's make a plan. Number two leads us perfectly into intentionally plan your next step. The next step won't happen unless you decide and commit to what you need to be doing. So it's intention. I got up this morning. I wanted nothing to do with my workout. I came out of a conference for 5 days, tired. Why? Because I was staying up way past midnight. I kid you not, at least 1 o'clock every single morning, I was still awake doing work or doing something, whether I was journaling or reading a book or doing something for the podcast or for Create Your Now, whatever it was, I was doing something. And I just didn't have the opportunity to say, okay, turn off the lights and go to bed. I had some commitments and I needed to fulfill those. I was tired. But guess what? I fueled up and I said, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do the best that I can do right now. I'm not going to over push myself. It's strength training day. It was going to be upper body. And I said, you know what? If I take my weights down a little bit, guess what? That's okay. But I'm getting in my movement, my exercise. My body needs it. And oh my goodness, after my workout, I was like, yes, I did it. And you know, you feel that, don't you? You want to feel that? Then intentionally plan your next step. That next step won't happen unless you decide to commit. And it's not just about taking the bold, be-all, end-all goals. We don't have to do that. It's do what you can do right now. Remember, peace of mind is doing what you do best at the time you're doing it. It was okay that I went down a little bit on my weights. But guess what? I still got an incredible workout in with what I could do at the time I was doing it. Finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Nothing feels better than seeing yourself take action. feeling your body change. Yeah, I didn't want to work out this morning, but after the workout, oh, I was feeling really good and I felt really sexy. No, I don't look like this incredible supermodel at the age of 19 anymore, but I look really good. I'm getting even better for the age that I am. This older, wiser, more beautiful, inside and out woman of impact. That's what you want for your life. Take aim. Soon, as you begin to implement this, you'll see your long-term goals won for healthy living. But you have to take daily direction, daily effort. It's not about what fits in your calendar, because guess what? If you keep waiting for the calendar to fit what you want, it's never going to happen, because everybody else already has where you need to be. So you need to decide, is it going to be you today, tomorrow, and the next day, every single day that you get up, even when you don't want to? It's that daily living for your health. People set audacious goals and believe that just by setting the goals and thinking about them, the goal will spontaneously be conquered. You probably had a few of those goals. Maybe it was starting a business. I'm going to start this. I'm going to do it. You get all in and you're like, oh yeah, you're fired up for 2 months and you're doing pretty good. Not quite where you wanted. You had bigger goals, but you're like, oh, this is okay. And all of a sudden what? You begin to fizzle out. That's what happens to our health. Stop living in a fictitious world. Break away from the old habits. Start your new year now. And what does that look like for you? I don't know, because I'm not sitting right next to you, but I can be. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. Let's get a jump start on where you want to be, because anytime you start makes it what? New. It makes it fresh. You don't have to wait for that calendar. You should be tired of putting your health on hold. Today is your new year. Hit the reset button. It's time to soar. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.